and The Jersey Radio. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, 7:05, July the 22nd. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live, I believe, at KCNR1460.com, and the chat room's right there. I was just looking at it to see if my computer's on, and obviously it's not. Our Cracker Jack staff of engineers we've got it on now. So we're on and running. Is our chat room up there, Bad Bob?
I'll be checking that in just a moment. It's a Friday, you know.
That means you've got only two more working days till Monday. And good morning, everybody. It is Friday, and it's thank goodness it's Friday. Linda's on an assignment today. That's right. She is. When I left, she was working at making a list, because there's many, many things that she was in the midst of getting done today and this morning that only we can do. And it seems like in the morning when people can come around, that afternoon time, people stop living in various parts and various jobs around the city. So what do we got today, Bad Bob, for weather?
Well, it looks like it's going to be a warm one, not nearly as bad as the Midwest, because, as we like to say, it's not the heat, it's the humidity. It'll be right around the century mark, call it 97 for downtown, a little bit warmer tomorrow. Then it'll ease off a bit. This has not been a particularly notable summer. Right now, though, around the region, as we take a quick look, it's about 75. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. Anselmo Vineyards going to have music again this weekend on Saturday, 474-5546. They've introduced pizza up there. They have a wood-fired pizza oven, and they brought a chef in, Mr. Wilcox, who does pizzas, and he does all different types of fare. He'll be there Thursday nights and Sundays for brunch and dinner. They're opening them for dinner there. And we tried the pizzas last night, and they were outstanding, as is just the ambiance, the view, the service up there is so good. Now, today, we're going to have Jake Ryan will be in here at 8 o'clock. We're going to be talking, you know how gold has just hit new records. It's dropped. It's gone back up again. Silver. Again, silver's on the rise. You know, what part of a portfolio, if you have a portfolio, you know, like Bad Bob likes to spread his money out into gas and oil for his car. He likes silver he buys with, like silverware. He goes into the food commodities at Taco Bell. Those are types of things that most of us have a portfolio about. But some people, including many bankers, say, along with your portfolio, you may want to have, like, gold and silver. But besides just doing talking about gold, price of gold, and the various aspects of that, Jake is also into emergency preparedness and having those items on hand that you might need in case there is a debt ceiling that doesn't happen or is not raised. And then as all the people there are screaming that the sky is going to fall, that the whole economy crashes and we have nothing to eat or drink because Republicans and Democrats can't raise the debt ceiling.
Sounds a lot like Y2K.
Well, this whole thing is, the fact is the interest on the debt is like $22 billion a month, and we make $200 billion a month. It seems like we could probably pay the interest on it and then take a good look at what we have to pay. Social Security will be paid. The military will be paid. There'll be like 30% of the government that won't be paid. So maybe a 30% shutdown for a week might get everybody's attention. This seems to me is that today they're going to be voting in the Senate on this cap and this cut cap and balanced budget bill, where it says we'll give more, we'll raise the debt ceiling, but there's got to be cuts and there's got to be a balanced budget. Well, Obama, of course, said that one's dead on arrival, and Harry Reid says, bring it on, debate it all you want, we're going to kill it right here. And when you think about it, why is that? Why doesn't the Senate? Why don't people want a balanced budget? I guess I need to have somebody a lot smarter than me explain this to me, is why shouldn't the government have a balanced budget? Why should we borrow more than we spend? Why should 40%, why should 40 cents of every dollar go to pay interest? Or we borrow so much money. Why is that? I mean, is there a reason for it? You couldn't run a business like that, could you? And have that much and have to keep doing it. At some point, they call it in. They call the debts in. And when that happens, you lose your company. You lose your business. All the people you've hired, everything you've done, is gone. So why can the government do that? Is it just because we are an inexhaustible source of funding? Well, maybe that's exactly what it is. As one of our listeners used to say, and I have to admit it, it's like green crack. Green crack, that they just need more and more of it. It's like California. And we're going to talk about these things here in the next hour, my friends. And I want you to join in with me about this. I want to hear some consternation from you. I want you to feel, I want to hear from you that this is wrong. Like the veterans home right here in Reading. It's not. It's been backed up for up to a year. Phone calls that I've made to the Veterans Administration, and I'll share that with you after the break. But you're gonna just, you know what? If it doesn't kind of like make you just sit up and go, did they really say that? This is the California Department of Veterans Affairs. We've got Wally Herger in it. You know, I've gone to Feinstein. I've gone to Boxer. I'm going to talk about all those things that I've done just to find out things for it. Then I'm going to talk about the Veterans Administration, the big guys in the air, in the rarefied air of Washington, D.C., and talk about their, you know, the cases that are backlogged and what our elected representatives are doing about that. And you know what? You're going to be sad in some cases. In other cases, I hope it infuriates you and makes you want to make a phone call or send an email. But we're going to be talking about that when we get back. This is Carl Bott and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, but it is going to be a kind of a warm day today. It's 75 degrees already. It's 7:12 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
The Golden Mart Annual Estate Sale starts August 1st. Start your Christmas shopping early with free layaway. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Waterworks Park proudly presents Kids Unlimited 2011. Inspired to entertain you and committed to be the best they can be, these talented youth take to the stage at the Reading Convention Center, providing entertainment to rival any Broadway show. Support our youth, the best of the best, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, as Kids Unlimited present four performances of Off the Charts. Tickets are on sale now for four amazing performances at the Reading Convention Center box office or online at readingconventioncenter.com. Move over Broadway. Here come Kids Unlimited, sponsored by Waterworks Park, KRCR News Channel 7, and Charter Media. Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale coming August 1st. Your gold and diamond specialist with free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading. Find them in the White Pages or on the Internet. SFI Insurance Services.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I don't think I've ever heard that one before, have I?
Mambo number 5.
I've never heard that one before. Hey, this is Carl in the Bot. Linda's on assignment. 7:15 in the morning, July the 22nd. 75 degrees. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're chatting. Big Bad Dog's in there and Fuggy. Sungold, welcome aboard, Sungold. Everybody's starting to check in here. Okay, let's talk about, remember the tattooed gentleman from Reading with the big FU tattooed on his forehead who stole, okay, now, you know, anybody that gets, this should not surprise you, of course, you know, he's worldwide, he's virally famous, and he has a, you know, kind of a virus, I guess. Anyway, you know, he burglarized a church, and he forged a check on the church's checkbook, I guess. And so he goes into a place to cash it. And I think everybody, if you don't know the story, I'll just go through it real quickly. He comes walking in. He's got tattoos, including a big F-U. Not just F-U. He's got the whole word, you know? The whole word, two words, tattooed on his forehead in big letters. It's not like little letters. You have to kind of like peer at them. You can see these even at my age from across the room. So The person behind the cashier goes, I'm having a little problem with this. The guy gets nervous. The cops are called. He gets caught. It's hard to catch him. He's been pretty well marked. Well, he's going to jail now for like 24 months, breaking and entering, attempted forgery, and blah 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 blah. But I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you know, we've had people in here lately. They say, you know, we've got to do some things to try and change behavior. Now, here's a guy that's going to go through life, and now he's going into jail. And I don't know if he's going to prison, but he's going to jail for 2 years with that written on his forehead. There are programs where they can remove tattoos, and they talk about removing gang tattoos and all that. You know, you almost want to take up a collection for this guy, and you get somebody to volunteer to remove those two words from his forehead. I don't know, maybe it's too late for him. But you think to yourself, how can you go through life? I mean, okay, maybe one night and he was 17 or 16 years old, he was just really stupid and he found a tattoo guy that would do this, or he just had it done by his buddy. What's that do for the rest of your life? I mean, do we just, is this a guy when you, as soon as you see him, you just write him off? I mean, wouldn't you just kind of write him off as soon as you see him?
Well, it's very scary because you almost think that the meta message that's being put out by the media is that we're all going to die. There's no hope. So what's the point? And I think that a lot of our youth, the more susceptible ones, are buying into that. So what's the point of having any thought for the future now more than ever? And that's a scary proposition.
This guy, how old is this guy?
21.
He's 21 years old. He's got at least, you know, he's got to have been in jail before. I mean, I'm pretty sure he must have. I mean, Bob, here, take a look at this and see what you can find. Receives a 2-year term. I just want you to take this out of Record Searchlight, by the way. But the bottom line is, we've got questions coming in here. Oh, should we pay for that? Well, you know what? If a man or a woman that's 21 years old whose life is over. If, you know, this is something, and I don't usually get into, I'm not a bleeding heart. But somebody that has this type of mark on their face, you know, like the mark of Cain, they just stand out, and immediately 95 to 97% of society backs off. The people that don't back off are people like him.
Well, it says here he copped a plea, and he'll have to serve at least half of the 2-year, 4-month prison sentence.
Well, yeah, but still, he still comes out with this with this mark on him.
Great editing on the picture in the paper,
yeah,
too.
I thought it was pretty good, too. Yeah. Anyway, so he, you know, the guy did label himself, but does that mean his life? But, and how many of you have done something really stupid when you're 16, 17, or 18?
Let me count the
and
ways.
You manage to live through it. But see, with him, no matter what, unless he removes this thing from his forehead, he will always be like this. And if that's the case, then why let him back into society? Okay, I mean, that's just part of it. Okay, let's talk about a few other things. You know, San Francisco never ceases to amaze me. I mean, San Francisco, you know, wants to ban circumcision of children mm-hmm. under new state legislation proposed, or under this thing that they targeted circumcision in San Francisco. And opponents of it, of circumcision, likened it to genital mutilation. And if San Francisco's initiative, and this is a San Francisco initiative, is approved and enacted, violators could be jailed for a year. Well, now, Assembly Bill 768 would apply to any city or county government. What was introduced in response to the San Francisco bill that says San Francisco cannot ban circumcision of children under new state legislation. They're saying this, it makes no sense for California law to allow a patchwork quilt of local laws outlawing medical procedure. Well, the bottom line is, how can you do that? You take a circumcision in the Jewish faith is something that has to be done. And
yes.
As part of that. And the other thing is people coming in there and they're saying, I don't want this to happen to your child.
Yeah.
I mean,
We know better than you.
Again, we get into, have we gotten that far into the nanny state? Well, San Francisco has, which kind of explains their representatives that they have out here. We're going to address Feinstein and some of the other things that they do when we come back.
We don't think you should have goldfish.
Goldfish, you know, should not be, they're not pets. They should be running free. And guppies, they run free. But I tell you what, you put them out in the water. They don't run free.
Fish food.
They don't run free. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be talking about redistricting. We're going to be talking about veterans issues. We're going to be talking about don't ask, don't tell, a thing of the past. This is Carl Lindebond. This is Free Fire Radio, 7:22 in the morning, July the 22nd. 75 degrees out there today. It's going to be hot.
Place your bets and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single-deck blackjack hand-picked more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to windriver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
If poker is your passion, stop by Wind River Casino and play in the River's Edge Poker League Series. This series runs through September. Play in any poker tournament any day of the week to earn points. Finish in the top 20 in each of our nightly tournaments and earn your way to be one of the top 50 point earners. Who will end up being the ultimate poker player at our card room? It could be you. The top 50 point earners and one guest will be hosted to an awards dinner and a $1,000 free roll tournament. It's better on the river.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246 888-7256 or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
Incredible summer incentives now going on at Redding's premier independent retirement living community, Shasta Estates. Don't settle for anything less than the best. These incredible incentives end this month. As you consider senior living options, consider the safety and security of live-in managers available 24/7, housekeeping, a robust social calendar filled with fun activities, three delicious meals prepared daily by a certified chef, and so much more. All these amenities and all utilities except phone are covered in the monthly rent with no buy-in fees. And Shasta Estates is currently offering a limited number of beautiful one-bedroom apartments at studio rates, as well as a five-year rent freeze. These summer incentives will never be repeated, so visit Shasta Estates today at 1350 Buenaventura Boulevard for a tour and complimentary meal, or call 243-3014 for more information. Visit us online at www.holidaytouch.com. Shasta Estates is the fun, active, and worry-free lifestyle you imagine for your golden years and is available today with huge money-saving incentives through July only at Shasta Estates.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. On
great riff.
KCNR 1460. What was that last song you played on the bump out?
Oh, that was a dedication to our local individual heading off to the institution, My Girl by the Temptations.
My Girl by the Temptations when it's going off to jail. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, 530-605-4567, 726 in the morning. Okay, NASA. The last shuttle came home. And, you know, it's a bittersweet thing. I'm still not sure why it happened, except it was a lot of money we were spending. But because of that, we have Tang. Do we still have Tang? Is Tang still out there?
We do. We still have Tang.
Okay.
Velcro,
well,
we have
a number of things. But here's the thing that is really sad about this. In the midst of our economy, which is totally hosed, all the politicians can stand up and take a bow for this, all of you. They're starting to lay off thousands of workers at NASA.
And well-paid contractors.
Well-paid. But here's the part, my friends, that kind of bothers me. You know, in 1959, Russians launched Sputnik. I think it was 59. Anyway, and then and Kennedy said, you know, when the Russians were ahead of us, that said this is not going to happen. The Americans will land on the moon in this decade, and in 1969 they did. We landed on the moon. We took such a huge lead in the space program. We everything that had to do with space, we were first. We did it all. And now we're shutting down our program. And how do our astronauts, the ones that are left, get up to the space station? I'll give you one guess. That's right, Russia. Russia won. They're still up there. They're still plugging along. And we have shut down our program. We have to hitch a ride with the communists. I'm sorry, they're no longer communists. With the Russians. We're shutting down. Thousands and thousands of workers are going away. Where is the brain trust that we may need someday? Where are those people that have been brought up in the NASA family, in the NASA technology? They're all gone away now. Are we going to have any type of viable program at all?
Probably not, and that's a very sad thing.
When you think about that, we have surrendered space to other people.
Chinese are heading up. The Indians are planning a manned launch.
Well, maybe we should be, maybe we should be linking ourselves to the Indians. I mean, it's the world's largest democracy when you think about it. Maybe we should link up with the Indians. Maybe they'll take us, maybe we can pay our way onto that for a ride. But the bottom line is here we are. We've abdicated our role in space.
Well, NASA's budget was a fraction of a fraction of the whole national budget picture, but it was a visible thing, so therefore it meant much to get rid of it.
Well, yeah, but then if you're going to do that, then why don't you find some things that we that we spend money on in foreign aid and spots that does us no good. The only thing we're doing, we might as well just write checks to despots so that they can continue to spend the money. It just doesn't seem right here. In fact, it's not right. You want to save money, but to abdicate our role in space, I think is wrong. Carl Linda Bott, 7:30 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks swinging between gains and losses in early trading as Wall Street weighs the latest round of corporate earnings. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down 45 points. Well, it's been a big morning for Dow earnings. Caterpillar shares nosediving after an earnings miss during its second quarter. The heavy equipment maker says economic activity in the U.S. and overseas both weaker than expected. Revenue, however, did come in above estimates. McDonald's beating estimates on both earnings and revenue. Results for the world's biggest hamburger chain were helped by higher sales in Europe and here in the U.S. Shares are rising on the news. Verizon also topping estimates in its second quarter. The company activated more than 2 million iPhone 4s, but that's slightly below rival AT&T's pace. And shares of General Electric getting a boost this morning. Like McDonald's and Verizon, GE beating estimates on both earnings and revenue. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Running a business is not for the faint of heart. Competition is fierce, margins are thin, and what you don't know can hurt you. That's why 6 million businesses worldwide are Sage. Software and connected services from Sage make business smarter and business life easier. A Sage business knows what's happening inside the numbers. What does it take to turn insight into income? A Sage business knows. Get in the know. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business Sage.
Join us this Sunday and every Sunday at C.R. Gibbs American Grill for Sunday brunch, C.R. Gibbs style. Enjoy an entertainment sensation and tantalize your taste buds with Eggs Benedict, biscuits and gravy, malted waffles with over a dozen toppings, our cooked-to-order omelet station, seasonal fruits, homemade pastas, scrumptious salads, delectable desserts, and much, much, much more. C.R. Gibbs favorites like oak-fired tri-tip, seafood specials, and our famous peel-and-eat shrimp. Each Sunday, the chef will change up specials. Special creations just to keep you guessing. Savor the combination of great food, great company, and a great price of $13.95. Such a deal, it's a steal, and it's only found at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Brunch is served from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and reservations are always recommended. Call 221-2335, 221-2335. We look forward to serving you this Sunday for brunch, where entertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale starts August 1st. Start your Christmas shopping early with free layaway. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Waterworks Park proudly presents Kids Unlimited 2011. Inspired to entertain you and committed to be the best they can be, these talented youth take to the stage at the Reading Convention Center, providing entertainment to rival any Broadway show. Support our youth, the best of the best, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as Kids Unlimited present four performances of Off the Charts. Tickets are on sale now for four amazing performances at the Reading Convention Center box office or online at readingconventioncenter.com. Move over Broadway. Here come Kids Unlimited, sponsored by Waterworks Park, KRCR News Channel 7, and Charter Media. Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale coming August 1st. Your gold and diamond specialist with free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hey, I'm here with Loanna from As Seen on TV Store. Loanna, what is your favorite gift in the store?
It's the one I use every single day. Every time I step in my car, I use it. I use it when I go on a trip in the airplane. Anytime I'm sitting in any type of chair for any length of time, I love it. It's called the Web Back Support. Now, if you come in the store, we have a really great special on them. We've sold millions of them for $19.95. But in our store now, you can get two for $9.95. Come in today and tell our clerks you heard it on the radio, and you will get three for $9.95.
What a great deal that is. Now, you use these in hot weather. You use these just anywhere, is that right?
Oh, especially in hot weather. The thing I love about it is when you put this in your car seat, it gives you a suspended back support. The air circulation comes right around the back of it, and when I step out, my clothes are not all hot and sweaty.
The only place that you can get these web back supports is the As Seen on TV store. That's 1746 Churn Creek in the Shasta Center.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. And Colin Lindebaugh. Linda's on assignment, 7:35 in the morning. But we have Amy Dindas. Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance, used to be Amy Palko.
That's right. That's a good morning.
Good morning. So what fitness tip do you have for us?
Well, everyone's always trying to find ways to help them eat better, okay? So there's some tips that you can kind of follow, and it'll help save some time, but it does take a little bit of preparation. So to make sure you eat more healthy throughout your week, one thing you can do is you take a day and you chop enough veggies that you can put in little small Tupperware containers so you have enough to grab and go throughout the week. So that if you get off of work late and you're tired, you've got something in the fridge ready to go, chopped up, ready to steam, or eat fresh as it is. Okay? So, that brings me to my other thing, is the Tupperware. Get some meal-sized or small-sized Tupperware containers that you can fill quickly and easy. Say, after you make dinner, maybe you have some leftovers. Then take those leftovers, put them in a little Tupperware container, and then there's your lunch for the next day. Don't be afraid to spend a couple days a week when you're making one meal, make another meal with it. And make things that are really easy and go a long way. So, for instance, make big batches of stir fry or big batches of a healthy turkey chili because you can keep that for a couple days and use it for some lunches or use it for some dinners when you have a day that's really, really busy. Try pre-cooking your protein. So, in other words, again, on the weekends or your days off, take some time, cook up a big batch of chicken or a big batch of lean beef or turkey and portion it into little baggies or Ziploc containers, and then you'll have it throughout the week. In your morning time with your breakfast, add more egg whites in with your whole eggs. So, for instance, maybe you do one whole egg to two egg whites. Egg whites are an excellent way to get extra protein, so don't be afraid to pack them in there. Let's see. And then finally, when you're going out to restaurants, let's face it, there's times when you can't avoid going out for business meetings or social events. Keep to certain rules when you're going out. Make sure, most restaurants now have a healthy fare menu, or at least they have those nutritional menus out. So when you're at a restaurant, pick the healthy fare, because usually those vegetables don't have any butter or seasonings on it. So you're going to get a fresh, crisp, clean vegetable. And they also are usually more well-balanced nutritionally. For instance, this past week, went to Logan's, and they've got a great healthy nut part on their menu now. Had a great shrimp and vegetables with broccoli, all freshly steamed, ready to go, nice and healthy. So you can make good choices when you go out. Going out doesn't have to blow your whole diet. But just following small little rules like this can really help you get through your week and really help you stay on track with those good nutrition habits.
Great ideas, as usual, from Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance. But Bad Bob says he's way ahead of you, Amy.
How so?
He's got all of his nutriments already lined up in 16-ounce servings called Budweiser. Yeah, he just pops the top, and there it is. He's got all those essentials that he needs, and they're just, you know, he can keep them in the refrigerator. He can keep them on the floor, keep them in the back of his Jeep. That's so, and then he says on the weekends, if he has enough nutriments like that, he doesn't really care about Sundays.
So, right, probably not.
So, you know what? I think yours is a lot more healthy, though, Amy.
Well, thanks, Carl. I kind of think that, too.
Okay, Amy, from Adamson's Peak Performance, I'm sorry. It really was great advice. And, you know, people do that. And you try and cook a little bit more, and then you can put it in the fridge or the freezer.
Exactly. It's all about preparation. A little bit of extra preparation saves you for the rest of the week.
There you go. Okay, kiddo, thanks a lot.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got another caller. Bruce was kind of upset about something he saw. Bruce, you're on.
Well, good morning there.
Good morning.
I just got all the, you know, they throw these on this debts around. They throw these numbers around so fast and furious that people can't really relate to them. But there was one on there last night, and I think I wrote it down properly, that you can relate to because it's by the day.
Oh, okay.
Bill Clinton was spending $874 million per day. George Bush was spending $1.3 billion per day with a B.
Right.
Obama's spending $4.1 billion per day. Now, if they would just put billboards up so people could relate back to that, maybe these people would be voted out of office, you suppose. Anyhow, do think.
You would think, but no, because it's they've got their constituency who think that this is fine. You know, but to try and
take it from the rich.
You just try to get your arms around it, like you just said. 4.1 billion
per day.
Per day. Now, when you add on to that, some figures I used yesterday, that if you work for the federal government, as far as job security, your job is 99.47% secure if you work for the federal government. Not only that, your chance of dying is much more than you have of being laid off or fired if you work for the federal government. I mean, Bruce, what's going on here?
We're going to go down the sewer if we don't take care of this thing.
We are.
I'm saying this is our last hurrah. I really believe that.
I think that we really need to make a step. We need to make some big changes here, and I think that this next election is going to be huge. And I think if people don't realize that and get past these little, these ones off to the side, which are all still important, and focus on the economy. You know, 417,000 people put in for new jobless claims this past week.
And it didn't even make the print on the press.
417,000. We have gotten so that we accept that.
Absolutely. We accept that number right there, and nobody gets excited about it.
And, everybody got excited because it went below 400,000 for a couple of weeks. And now it's back up to well over 400,000, yet nobody, this whole thing is all the plans that Obama had, everything he said, it's not working. There's still billions of dollars owed to us from the car companies that we'll never see.
Do you remember back in the old days when we used to forgive debts of people like Columbia, and people were going to go broke because they couldn't pay it back, and we just forgave? We just wrote it off for the money that they owed us.
Yeah.
And we need to stop sending money all over the country. This is going to probably cut into Michelle's $800,000 vacation trips there, you suppose.
Yeah, it might. Okay, got to take a break, Bruce. Thanks a lot. Okay, this is Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's on assignment. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Veterans Home right here in Reading and in the just horrendous way that the veterans have been treated. We're going to talk about the Veterans Administration backlog and what have our elected representatives done to try and alleviate this backlog of the case files for the veterans. And I tell you what, you may be surprised. This is Carl Lindebaugh. This is Free Fire Radio, and let's rock.
Well, I remember every little thing as if it happened only yesterday.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Jeff Avery at 243-4600.
Analog living in a digital world. That's what we talk about on Boomer Tech Radio every Saturday from 1 to 2 here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you each week by BNT Satellite, your dish network provider. Advanced Automotive, providing safe, reliable auto care for their customers and our community. And Tammy Thomas, your Edward Jones advisor, making sense of investing. Boomer Tech Radio, now at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoons, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl on the bot. 7:45 in the morning, July the 22nd. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, our friends down at 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, the things about Tobacco and Brew, of course, is Espresso Joe's for the greatest cup of coffee at really a good price. A good price for the espresso, for your lattes. They also have ice drinks now and cold drinks, tea and ice mocha and those. Girls there really know how to fix them, and they're very professional, and they're very friendly. And of course, the finest walk-in humidor, anything you could possibly want in the tobacco accoutrements. And Joe and Shelley have supported our community in just countless ways for decades. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and they have discounts for veterans. And let's talk about veterans. Yesterday, if you listen to the show, you can see things. You'll hear things here first that the next day you'll see in the paper. And one of them was that, let's talk about the veterans home. The veterans home right here in Reading. After a huge, huge amount of work done by so many people, Senator Maurice Johannesson and just so many other people to bring this home here. Well, they had a slight delay. Well, okay, that was fine. That was last year, but it really didn't make any difference about us opening it up. Well, now Governor Brown has delayed the opening of the Reading Veterans Home for up to a year. Now, I called the Veterans Administration or the California Department of Veterans Affairs here to talk to somebody. Of course, trying to get to talk to somebody is somewhat difficult, but they call me back. And I wrote about it in the in my blog on Time Under the Helmet record searchlight reading.com. But essentially what they said was, and I made him repeat it a couple of times, was that, well, it just didn't fall into the budget. There were no new taxes approved. And I said, there were no new taxes approved, so this means is that you can't finish the veterans home because there's no new taxes approved. He says, yeah. I said, so it's the Republicans? No. It's just that there's no new taxes approved. Okay. So what about existing funds that are out there, a reprioritization of funds? Well, at this point, he was in over his head. And then he said, look, we've already got veterans' homes open. And if we're not going to cut services to those veterans, we had to delay these. I mean, you can see it was like it was already written out and everything. So we've got veterans in homes now, and so to make sure that their services aren't cut, aged veterans that are in there, that we're just not going to open up the other homes for other aged veterans. Now, my friend, this is the eighth largest economy in the world, is California. And we can't find the money to open up that home. We can't find the money to move forward. And then, so what's happened then? Wally Herger, Congressman Herger, rolled in on this and said, and sent a letter to Shininsky, the Secretary of the United States Department of Veterans Affairs. And by the way, I'm not real crazy about Shininsky, about what he's done with this backlog, this million case backlog for veterans. We'll talk about that just in a second. What Congressman Herger wrote was, it's my understanding that by signing the memorandum of agreement, the state agreed to adequately fund the operation and maintenance of the facilities. However, the California state legislature recently passed and the governor signed a budget that delays the opening of the Reading Veterans Home for up to a year. And that's exactly what it says. So Wally says, what are you doing about this? I understand about government spending, but this thing was signed. This is something, this was a grant of money you're giving to the state of California, and they've chosen to break this MOA.
It was a promise.
It was, well, no, it was a written agreement. It wasn't a promise, because promises mean nothing. Mm-hmm. But this is a written agreement. Well, so what are Feinstein and Boxer doing about this? Are they rolling in on it? Eh, not so fast. They've got other things in their minds.
You mean those health care exemptions for everybody in Pelosi's neighborhood?
You think? Well, no, we're going to come back and talk about this. We're going to talk about when we come back. We're going to talk about, you know, the thing about this, about the home is, the veterans, and there's thousands of veterans, hundreds of thousands of veterans, maybe even a million veterans, probably over a million veterans in this state. It's got, you know, but the thousands of veterans that were just being abused, that all the money that's being used in this state that's going to people that have made lifestyle choices that are here illegally. How many people are in the prisons here? $3 billion a year spent on illegals that are in our prisons in the state of California. Hello? And you're telling me is that their rights, that $50,000 a year for those people we're spending per person, you can't pull some of that out and open a veterans home? 120 beds? You can't do that? What is it about the legislators in Sacramento that dislike veterans? That will use veterans any chance they get their photos taken with them and use them, but support them? They took away the money for the Welcome Home Project. 30,000 veterans coming home a month in California, and or what, you know, that program was canceled. Oh, we realigned it. Realigned it to what? He couldn't tell me. You know, the money going to the Shasta County, or to the county veteran service officers, and for every dollar they spend in these county offices, they get 100 back. Do you think any money was given? More money was given to them because of all these new veterans coming back? And then we're going to get into, as soon as we get back from the break, the $4 million. $4 million of vouchers to help with homeless veterans for, quote, Northern California. Hello, Mr. Shininsky. Not $1 made it north of Sacramento. This is Carl Bott, Free Fire Radio. Join me as soon as we get back. Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
Well, hi. There you are in your comfort zone thinking all is well. Not exactly. The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Haas Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and DeBott. Linda's on assignment, 7:55 in the morning, 605-4567. It's our phone lines. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Let's go on back to how the government's smacking veterans and treating them with no respect. Chinitsky makes an announcement, a big press release that $4.4 million is being sent to help the homeless veterans in Northern California. My friends, Northern California ends midway through Sacramento. Yeah, that's right, midway through Sacramento. All this money is $4.4 million. And what it is, it's part of a HUD plan so that they get vouchers to help homeless veterans with their rent to get them into permanent housing, right? According to Bob Dunlap, who is our Shasta County Veteran Service Office, who put in for 25 of these, which would solve the homeless veteran problem here in town, in the county, he got none of them. We've never got any of this money. They never once have sent 1 cent to this. And why is this? I don't know. What are our elected representatives doing about it? And what about this? And what about this backlog? There's over a million case backlog in the VA right now. People are waiting years. We've talked about this on the show before. And so, what are people doing? Well, Wally Herger has started writing letters. He started engaging with Chinitsky. What about Feinstein and Boxer? Numerous inquiries to their office. Numerous inquiries, my friends, have led to nothing. It is time for you all to pick up your typewriter. Pick up your emailer or your phone and give them a call and ask them, what are you doing about this backlog in the for the veterans? What are you doing about the money for the homeless veterans? What have you done? I'll tell you what Feinstein has done. She's introduced a bill to help veterans. Oh, no. Her bill was to repeal the Defense of Marriage Act. That's what Feinstein's doing. She says she doesn't think it has much of a chance to pass, oh, you think, but she wants to repeal a 15-year-old law that defines marriage as between a man and a woman. At the same time, Panetta is going to okay the end of don't ask, don't tell in the military. They say end of gay ban. There's no gay ban in the military. There never has been. A don't ask, don't tell, it was not a ban. It was practice your own lifestyle, whatever it is, but keep it to yourself. Don't share it with everybody. That's what it was. Don't ask, don't tell. Well, they're saying, oh, well, the service chiefs have okayed it. Well, I tell you what, when it came up, the service chiefs didn't okay it. And if you want to take a real good look at the way that they took their surveys, you might be a little surprised about how they did it. But the bottom line is, it is going to happen. You know, the fact is, we still have wars going on. We're still losing men and women in combat. But let's get this agenda passed. But we're not going to get an agenda passed that's going to take care of veterans when they come back home, of course. What if you spend as much time, Senator Feinstein and Senator Boxer, on taking care of the veterans that you've sent to war, that you continue to fund in war, as you do on repealing the Defense of Marriage Act? Why don't you do that? Why don't you lean into it and say, hey, why aren't my constituents getting any money, getting one voucher in Northern California? Why? Why not one voucher? Die? And ma'am? Why? Why not one voucher? up here to Shasta County in North. They're just not doing it, and they don't care. Okay, when we come back, we're going to have Jake Ryan here. We're going to be talking gold, silver. We're going to be talking, you know, also some emergency preparedness planning. And we'll have a few more things to talk about. But the one thing is to take out of this one is Wally Herger's leaned into it. He's written, he's tried. Feinstein and Boxer haven't. The veterans are not being treated with the respect that they have earned up here in Northern California and across the nation.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's been cut and capped.
By a vote of 51 to 46, the motion to table,
meaning the Senate essentially kills the House's plan to raise the debt limit with strings attached. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
Cut, cap, and balance would have raised the debt limit nearly $2.5 trillion, but only with approval of a balanced budget amendment.
There is simply no more time to waste debating and voting on measures that have no hopes of becoming law.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid successfully tabling the Republican plan, but House Speaker John Boehner says it's all that's on the table.
If they don't like our version of cut, cap, and balance, the two-thirds of the American people support, then what's their plan?
Boehner adds he and the president are not close to an agreement to raise the debt limit, and neither the House nor Senate plan to be in session this weekend, Dave.
Now, Jared, we'll hear from President Obama in a few minutes at a town hall in Maryland. A powerful explosion has rocked Oslo, Norway. Right outside government buildings, debris and shattered glass all over the place. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither monitoring this live.
Dave, it damaged the offices of a Norwegian tabloid newspaper and also hit nearby government buildings, including the Prime Minister's office. We know Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg is unharmed, but the country's public broadcaster has confirmed at least one death, and there's reports of many injured. Craig Barnes witnessed the blast.
It's absolute chaos there. Many people are injured. There's debris over at least half a kilometre.
There's speculation that this explosion has been caused by a car bomb, Dave.
Emily, it's now one dead, 30 hurt in upstate New York near Waterloo.
A tractor trailer had crashed into a bus. Both vehicles had caught fire.
State Police Sergeant Thomas Burroughs, the truck's driver, was the one killed. Why did a cadet die at West Point? The military academy's investigating. Jacob Bauer was found unresponsive yesterday in a wooded area during a training exercise and could not be revived. His father says Bauer was in incredible shape. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My daughter swims like she's part fish. But when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There were lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
Running a business is not for the faint of heart. Competition is fierce, margins are thin, and what you don't know can hurt you. That's why 6 million businesses worldwide are Sage. Software and connected services from Sage make business smarter and business life easier. A Sage business knows what's happening inside the numbers. What does it take to turn insight into income? A Sage business knows. Get in the know. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business Sage.
There are two new suspects in Los Angeles, arrests in the attack on a Giants fan outside Dodger Stadium on opening night. The attorney for the first suspect arrested weeks ago, Giovanni Ramirez, says his client should be exonerated.
This is a true lesson of the judicial system in this country, specifically the fact that everyone should be assumed innocent until proven guilty.
As for the beating victim, Brian Stowe, he needed more emergency surgery this week after having another seizure. He did suffer brain damage. The NFL is still not game ready.
I think we've crafted a long-term agreement that can be good for the game of football.
Commissioner Roger Goodell, after owners without objection, approved a new 10-year labor deal to end a long lockout, but players have not yet agreed. There is evidence the slower hiring is affecting many parts of the country. The Labor Department says unemployment rates in 28 states and Washington, D.C. went up last month, a changing trend reflecting a weaker economy. Again, our top Fox story. The Senate votes down the House's cut, cap, and balance plan to raise the debt limit. So the debate rages on, with Americans hungry for a deal.
You like tomatoes.
I like tomatoes.
Some say the debt debate makes them nauseous, but it might make you a little hungry. It started with presidential peas.
We might as well do it now. Pull off the Band-Aid. Eat our peas.
Then House Speaker John Boehner used an Epicurean epithet for the president's position.
It's like dealing with Jell-O. It just keeps wobbling everywhere.
Later, the president put some meat on the table.
Start talking turkey.
White House spokesman Jay Carney brought dessert.
The president didn't announce he was for apple pie.
Don't like pie?
I think about this like a layer cake.
So who knew default could be so delicious? At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
There are bear claws on Wall Street, where stocks are down this morning. The Dow off by 45 after two big rallies this week. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bach. Linda's on assignment. Usually she knows when she goes on assignment, there's these days that I have to catch up. And these are days when we start talking about our veterans that I just get, you know what, I get steamed about it. Not because there's veterans out there saying, you owe me this, you owe me this. They don't do that. They don't do that. And they don't unite to stand up and say, you know what, this is a part of a bargain I made with my government to go stand up on those walls, to put my life on the line, to be wounded, to be injured, all of this. It's part of the agreement. And when the government doesn't honor the agreement, at what point, what do you do? Well, it's like, hey, when we need you, it's Tommy this and Tommy that, and throw him out, the brute. But he's the savior of our country when the guns begin to shoot. You know, that is so right. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're chatting at KCNR1460.com. And you can join our chat room, as many have. I'm learning a lot of things in there, and everybody's being very civil for the most part. 8:06 in the morning, and what's the weather look like today, Bad Bob?
Closing in on 80 degrees right now, Carl, and it's going to top out right close to the century mark. That'll continue through your weekend and then taper off a little bit as we head into the new week. Right now, 78 downtown. Report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards. Great music this weekend on Saturday. You need to go on out there, but you have to make reservations. 474-5546. They may be out there on the patio. That's where Linda sang last week. And huge, huge success on that, in the sense that you're out there listening to great music, and you're watching the sun go down over that beautiful countryside right there. You can look over the meadows out there. You can see the cattle grazing. You can see the pond. You can hear the waterfall behind you. I mean, it's really nice out there in Anselmo Vineyards. Strongly recommend, if you haven't been out there, go out and give it a try. Okay, our guest today, Jake Ryan. I really like that name.
I do, too.
You know, you should be like, you walk in here festooned with, you know, like, you know, different types of weapons hanging off you and, you know, a vest and all that. Jake Ryan.
Jake Ryan. Sounds like a novel hero, you know.
It does. Yeah. Jake Ryan. I write a book.
A Jake Ryan adventure.
Ryan.
Yes.
That's right. Jake Ryan crashes into the room.
Well, you know, I mean, the only thing better would have been called Chesty Ryan or something like
Chesty
that.
Chesty Ryan. I played part. It almost felt like, it almost, in a, you know, in a public service announcement for Haven Humane, I played the part of Colonel Chesty Cat, and it was almost like, my gosh, it's almost like, you know, it was like, I don't know if I want to call it Chesty, because Chesty Puller was a hero, and you know, in the Marine Corps,
most decorated Marine,
most
in the 20th
decorated
century.
Marine. That's right. Although we have just had, by the way, and I'm glad you brought that up, Jake, a Medal of Honor is going to go to a Marine. It's the first
alive Marine,
the first living Marine that this has happened to in well over 40 years. Name's Dakota Myers, for action in Afghanistan in 2010, the first living Marine in 41 years to receive this honor. Two Army soldiers have received the medal who have been alive. But in this case, Meyer attacked the enemy and rescued four of three Marines and one corpsman. Because you always, you know, but he went out into the face of devastating fire and attacked the enemy and rescued these four. And lived through it, and is right now is he's out of the Marine Corps, but he was called by President Obama. It looks like, and said, "We're going to award you the medal."
You know, my father-in-law was in World War II, and there was a gentleman named Kyle Foster who who got the Medal of Honor, and he said Medal of Honor recipients are like roaches, which threw me away. I said, what are you talking about? We honor these people. So no, they're like roaches. So it's like, you know, when you turn on the light and you see one, you know that there's, you know, hundreds around. He said, for every Medal of Honor person that got it, he said, there are hundreds of people that are just as deserving. And I thought, wow.
Well, no, I think if you ask Medal of Honor recipients, they'll tell you the same thing. I don't know if they'll use the word roach.
yes.
I mean, I don't think I would have. But what they'll say is, you know, there have been so many things that there have been so many acts of selfless courage that I, you know, that you've witnessed, and you write somebody up for it, and the and nothing happens, or it gets downgraded. I sat on an awards board, and I saw something. We've seen them coming up. Somebody was written up for a Bronze Star. And we looked at that and upgraded it to a Silver Star and sent it on up. Never happened. They may have gotten a Bronze Star, may not have, but you could see the type of heroism that was exhibited there. Or other people that have done things that were never recognized. It was just so much going on at the time. Everybody was doing something that was heroic.
What was really annoying when I was in special operations in my Army career, and something as simple as a Purple Heart. You figure, you know, I mean, if John Kerry can get a paper cut and get a paper heart, get a Purple Heart, then I was with a bunch of guys, and there were circumstances where wounds were
ignored,
received.
Yeah,
and it wasn't ignored. It was just said, well, you know, some clerk somewhere said, well, you know, the area that you got that was not a designated combat area.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Seen those before.
Yeah.
Oh, what about this? Is mine favorite. This is one of my captains. I was going through a town. He was out on a mission and going through a city, and a Al-Qaeda representative sent a RPG through the back of his Humvee. Well, it went through the Humvee from the right rear up into the engine compartment. Now, at this point, be thankful that this RPG was built in a country that had really, really poor quality control, because while it went through the vehicle and went into the engine compartment, it didn't explode. It did cause a fire, but as it went through, it wounded the and it was a civilian contractor in the right rear seat, and it hit the seat that my captain was on. It took the steel bar that was there, and just it hit him so hard when it went through there in his buttocks that it, you know, he knocked him out of the Humvee. They got their stuff out. The thing was burning because it didn't explode. It just burnt.
I believe it's pronounced buttocks.
Buttocks. Yeah. Anyway, his
Forrest Gump,
his
yeah.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. Yeah, it was buttocks. When you saw this, you saw what he had been. I mean, it was a massive bruise. Like somebody had taken a baseball bat and beaten him there, and it was cut. Lacerated. Well, he goes in, you know, to have it treated, and the doctor looks at it and said, "Nah, that's not Purple Heart material." And he comes back, he said, you know, he's talking about it. I said, and this was a week later, I sent him down to our aid station, who actually saw people that were been in combat, and they looked at it, and they, you know, that's obviously Purple Heart material. But you're right. So what you're getting at is that some people can look at it. I mean, here he was. I mean, he was, you know, an RPG smack next to him, hit him, or wound him. And it's just how you felt about it. Hey, we got to take a break here. Our guest is Jake Ryan, Patriot Gold and Silver. We're going to be talking about gold and silver, but we're also going to be talking about a few other things here.
We always attempt to, but it never works out that way.
I want to talk about, you know, all of a sudden gold went up to 1600.
Yeah, this morning.
And then it's up again?
Yep.
Okay. Must be a reason for that. Let's talk about that when we get back. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. It's 8:14 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
Beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
Run, pick up the phone to make a little call. Free Budget Blinds is there in no time at all.
Hi, everyone. This is Jerry Bay from Budget Blinds of Reading, sometimes known as the blind guy. Is your air conditioner working overtime to keep up? Are you dreading those high utility bills this summer? Budget Blinds can help lower your energy consumption and add style to your home at the same time. Call Budget Blinds today at 226-9027 and let us show you the endless possibility of energy-saving window coverings for your home. Budget Blinds of Reading is a full-service window covering contractor. We specialize in an assortment of blinds, beautiful wood and composite shutters, draperies, as well as interior and exterior shades. Budget Blinds, your locally owned and operated window covering superstore your door. Call us today for your free in-home consultation at 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com. License number 848191.
Budget Blinds Superstore to your door.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef Johnston Deli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday living. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals for an informative look at psychology and local resources. Would you like to learn more about my private practice? Contact me at 515-7946 or through my website at readingpsychotherapy.com. Learn how I can assist you in reaching your family and personal goals. I work with individuals, families, couples, and children and offer group counseling services. My upcoming women's therapy group, Persevere, Discovering Patterns That Keep You Stuck, will begin in May.
Katie Cundy is a registered marriage and family therapist intern, number 59572, under the supervision of Dr. Patricia Bay, MFC number 18727.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:16 in the morning. Linda's on assignment, July the 22nd. 78 degrees going up in the high 90s today. Yesterday was over 100. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dr. Joseph Leia. Dr. Joseph Leia of Advantage Eye Care on Hartnell Avenue. He's our doctor for our eyes. And you've only got two of them. So you need to take care of them, and this man, this doctor does that. He and his staff, top professionals, they have their on-site lab. They have glasses for the whole family, progressive lenses, contact lenses with specialty fits. Problems with insurance? Not with Dr. Leia. He wants to take care of you. 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325. That's Dr. Joseph Leia. Okay, Jake.
Yes, Carl.
And Jake Ryan is our guest. I like, you know, Jake. Jake, our guest. I like, you know, Jake. Jake was in special ops in the Army, and the
and that's all I can tell you. I have to kill
I'm sorry,
you
have to kill us, and yeah. If you told us any more than that, but you have a business here, Patriot Gold and Silver.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about your business.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange is in the name. We buy and sell gold and silver coins and bullion and such. But we also do preparation supplies. We sell emergency foodstuffs. We sell non-hybrid seeds, solar panels, pretty much anything to, you know, ride out the end of the world in style.
Well, you know, it's funny that, you know, before, and this is, you know, and Jake, you've watched this as longer than I have probably, is the fact that preparedness, people used to say, used to laugh and point at people for being prepared. I mean, if they talked about it, if they said anything about, oh yeah, well I'm doing this. I mean, if this is something you kept in a secret, like, hey, yeah, I've got food, you know, I've got food put away. It's kind of like saying I've got a porn supply. I mean, you didn't used to do it,
they still do it.
Well, yeah, but now I'm hearing it on nationwide, you know, shows we have, syndicated shows we have on here. Part of their advertising is food, freeze dried, this, you know, that you can buy, and it's, you know, and all of a sudden it's gone. people are starting to realize that we may have to take care of ourselves.
Yeah, you know, I said what we were, and I'm a shop owner, but that's only a part of it. I'm actually part therapist. A lot of times, you know, if you're in Southern California and you came in to buy food supplies and stuff, you had that built-in excuse that, oh, I'm preparing for an earthquake. But, I mean, up here, you think Mount Lassen's going to go? Or, you know, kind of. So you're really up here thinking the worst-case scenario, mostly an economic collapse. And that's really why, at least up here, is the reason why you're prepared. I mean, you know, the ocean's too far away to look for a Japanese-style tsunami. So people coming in really have to be, you know, frank with me, and they actually, I think, appreciate the fact that I'm just as crazy as they are, that I really expect the same sort of thing to happen as they do, and I'll give them all sorts of ideas about that they may not have even thought of.
Well, you brought in something today, and but let's get to that later. Let's talk about gold and silver. Gold hit 1600 again today?
Yeah, it went down yesterday about 12, 13 bucks, and then now it's back up over 1600, 1606 last I checked, and then silver is up over 40 again. And people that are getting frustrated because they're seeing big moves up and down, get used to it. You're going to see it probably until the end of August. You're dealing in the manipulators market right now.
Okay. Now, when we say people that manipulate anything, mm-hmm. are doing it for profit for the most part.
Yeah. Well, some of them are doing it because they made some really, really bad bets and are having to come back and correct it. And the one I have in mind is the silver bet right now. J.P. Morgan was short. I mean, they sold a lot of silver, 3.5 billion ounces, that they didn't own.
But that was a while ago, right?
Right, but they sold it at 22, and okay. Silver's at 40, so they're in the hole.
So you're still thinking that it's going to be 50 in silver?
No, I think I was on the show. You're having problems with numbers. It's 62 at the end of the year.
62 at the end of the
or
year.
Or better.
Okay.
That was going to be my question. Are we going to see a return to the 16-to-1 ratio?
Yeah, well, you know, I think the last time I was here, I said there's a lot of people that throw that number out there, and they think that's the historical average. You know, there's 16 ounces of silver equals 1 ounce of gold. And unfortunately, that's not. There are two things I know about the gold bull runs that we've had. We've had six of them in the last 150 years. Two things I know absolutely for sure. One, it will end. Second, it'll end the same way the other five or the other six did, which is, gold or silver will go to 16-to-1 ratio to gold. And that's about it. That's when you want to either get out or start looking for other investments, because it'll either do what it did in January of 1980, which once it hit 16-to-1, it fell off a cliff, or it'll do what it did in February of 1933. It'll get there and stay there for 3 years, where there were other investments that you probably could have put your money into. But that's the ratio you look for. That's the ratio to get out.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break here, and we come back, talk, you know, more about, you know, investment thing, because we've had bankers and others in here talking about investments, how the fact of having metal as part of your investment is not a bad idea, you know, and spreading it out like
that.
And
what a change that has been.
Oh, yes. Okay, Carl and the Bot. Linda is on assignment. In fact, she's on the road right now. This is Free Fire Radio, 8:22 in the morning, July the 22nd. It's closing in on 80 degrees. It's going to be 100 again today.
Save the date. On Friday, July 22nd, come down to Wind River Casino and check out Redding's hottest new bar in town, Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Don't miss this grand opening celebration. The celebration starts at noon. Prize wheel, drawings, giveaways, appetizer specials, drink specials, and much more. Drawings start at 1 o'clock. Sports memorabilia, Colt 45 tickets, Shasta Raceway tickets, and the grand prize, San Francisco Giants tickets, plus the gas to get there. Come down for your chance to win. The Colt 45s will be here from 2 to 4 o'clock for a meet and greet and ticket giveaways. The grand opening celebration continues with live music on the stage at 9:30 featuring Clear Cut. For more information on Wind River's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge grand opening, log on to windriver.com or check updates out on Facebook. Better yet, on Friday, July 22nd at noon, head down to Wind River Casino and check out the all-new Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge inside Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Join us this Sunday and every Sunday at C.R. Gibbs American Grill for Sunday brunch, C.R. Gibbs style. Enjoy an entertainment sensation and tantalize your taste buds with Eggs Benedict, biscuits and gravy, malted waffles with over a dozen toppings, our cooked-to-order omelet station, seasonal fruits, homemade pastas, scrumptious salads, delectable desserts, and much, much, much more. C.R. Gibbs favorites like oak-fired tri-tip, seafood specials, and our famous peel-and-eat shrimp. Each Sunday, the chef will change up special creations just to keep you guessing. Savor the combination of great food, great company, and a great price of $13.95. Such a deal, it's a steal, and it's only found at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Brunch is served from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and reservations are always recommended. Call 221-2335, 221-2335. We look forward to serving you this Sunday for brunch, where entertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
The Golden Mart Annual Estate Sale starts August 1st. Start your Christmas shopping early with free layaway. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Waterworks Park proudly presents Kids Unlimited 2011. Inspired to entertain you and committed to be the best they can be, these talented youth take to the stage at the Reading Convention Center, providing entertainment to rival any Broadway show. Support our youth, the best of the best, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as Kids Unlimited present four performances of Off the Charts. Tickets are on sale now for four amazing performances at the Reading Convention Center box office or online at readingconventioncenter.com. Move over Broadway. Here come Kids Unlimited, sponsored by Waterworks Park, KRCR News Channel 7, and Charter Media. Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale coming August 1st. Your golden diamond specialist with free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and the Bob. 8:25 in the morning, July the 22nd. 530-605-4567. You got questions for Jake, Ryan? Give us a call. And we're also, you got a bunch of questions in the chat room, so we're going to jump into those right now. Jake, Jake Ryan, by the way, is the owner of Patriot Gold and Silver.
Yep.
Plus, he also has a complete inventory of emergency preparedness foods and seeds.
Dehydrated mozzarella.
We'll talk about that. He brought me, in fact. In fact, what is this exactly right here?
This is a 200-serving pail of emergency food. Your dinners are butter Tuscan noodle, creamy vegetable rice.
And you've used this before, too.
Oh, yeah.
You even kept it for a long time and used it.
Oh, yeah. I've experimented on my kids.
Okay.
So this isn't just a bag or just a bucket of stuff. It's individual, this and that.
Right. Okay, you also brought me turkey. Tetrazzini. Okay,
you have to excuse him, folks. He was in the Marine Corps.
Get Johnny Tocello in here.
Well,
you
know what this is. Even I haven't eaten one of these. And then a Western style scrambled eggs with ham, peppers, and cheese. So these
everything a growing boy needs.
Okay, we'll try these later. Not right now, maybe. Okay, questions. Do you think that gold's going to go to $2,500 an ounce?
I think it'll go higher than that. Ultimately, if you're talking about like this year, I wouldn't be willing to put my neck out that much. But I think ultimately, before this bull market is over, you'll see it at over $2,500 an ounce.
Okay. Do you have to pay taxes on gold?
Yes and no. I love those answers. If you, in the state of California, arbitrarily, the legislators decided that if you spend less than $1,500 for gold and silver, it's a consumable. I don't know why or how, but it is. If you spend over $1,500, then it's an
investment. Okay.
Oh, and not taxable.
I suspect gold will take a dump and leave all those who bought it not so happy.
I agree with that. Especially over the next 2 months, you're going to... precious metals will, especially silver, will break your heart because it won't do exactly what you think it's going to do. Well, and that's because it's being heavily manipulated. We're in the summer months. If you've ever been a blood-sucking investment banker like I have, you notice that in the summer months there's a lot of liquidity around, and that means a lot of credit. You can short things you don't own and then cover yourself with cash and all sorts of what we call reindeer games. And unfortunately, that usually in the fall finishes, because we always in this country have a liquidity contraction in the fall. That's one of the reasons why all our stock market crashes seem to be in the fall, is because we started out as an agrarian society, and cash and credit somehow just contract during the fall and makes it very hard to manipulate these markets like they're being done right now.
Okay. So, son, you were right. It probably will drop off. But somebody else's, it probably also will see $2,500 an ounce.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're going to have to get to, you're going to go through A before you get to B. Sure.
Okay.
So you got to take the long view, then, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I know people that years ago bought gold. They're very happy right now. And, just bought an ounce here, an ounce there, and it's just, they've accumulated a lot. And it just has really gone up steadily since they've been buying in the last 10 years. I assume I haven't really been following it like that.
Yeah, it hit a low of $238 an ounce back in about 2000, 2001.
And 2001, it was $230 an ounce?
Yeah, $238.
Don't you wish you'd put your $1,000 into that there, Bad Bob, instead of Coors Beer?
Yeah.
There you go.
No chance of a repeat of a Hunt Brothers scenario, then, under the way things are set up now. Is that correct?
That's correct. You can't do the manipulation that was done against the Hunt Brothers. The Hunt Brothers were basically the victims of the people of the Comics Exchange who were short, meaning they'd sold stuff they didn't have. And the Hunt Brothers were long, meaning they bought all the stuff that these guys didn't have. And since these guys could write the rules for the comics, they changed the rules and said, you can sell silver, but you can't buy it.
That's interesting.
I know some people who lost their shirts on that deal when the silver market caved in.
Yeah, but it wasn't the Hunt Brothers. The Hunt Brothers...
Oh, they made out.
Yeah, 2 years later, the Federal Reserve actually cut them a check for $1 billion to settle the lawsuit. Which makes you wonder who
is a great country or what.
We're going to take a break on that one. I'd just like to have a tax on that. Not that they probably pay taxes. It's Carl Lindabott. This is Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Jake Ryan. We're talking gold and silver.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Platter. A Republican plan to raise the government's debt limit has died in the Senate.
The House Republicans cut cap and balance is over. Done. It's dead.
Majority Leader Harry Reid, after a 51-46 vote to table the plan. House Republicans' response?
Harry Reid keeps saying that somehow the House won't work with him. Where are his ideas?
Majority Leader Eric Cantor. Today, President Obama had a message for Democrats and Republicans.
Either party is blameless for the decisions that led to this problem. But both parties have a responsibility to solve it.
The president at a town hall meeting going on right now at the University of Maryland. In Norway, at least one person is reported dead in a bombing that rocked government offices in Oslo. Others were injured, but reports say the prime minister was not hurt. The blast shattering windows and littering streets below with paper. Fox News. We report. You decide.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years, right in California.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
I'm in the I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl Linda Bob. Linda's out there on assignment. We'll see her a little, we'll be rolling in here, in fact, just a little while. July the 22nd, it is hot out there. It's going to be hotter. We think bad, Bob.
Absolutely, Carl. We're already pushing into the 80-degree mark around town right now. Then it's going to get up close to the century level. Maybe not a triple digits. We'll see. But it's going to remain warm over the weekend, then taper off a little bit as we head into the new week. Right now, downtown, we're showing about 80 degrees at 8:35, yes. And this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue.
It's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat, right, yeah. It's a step back in the time to a barbershop that gives you great service, great prices, discounts for veterans, great conversation. You know, you go in there, you get your hair cut, you know, you read the magazines, all of whom are newer than, you know, a year or 5 years where you find other places. You don't worry about people coming up and giving you pedicures or manicures. If they come in for a pedicure, they're in the wrong spot. Go around the corner. There's a couple other places there. But this is Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, my friends. Haircuts, get your beard trimmed. Great conversation, like I said. And, again, discounts for veterans. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue.
For you ladies out there, when he says great conversation, what he means is that we grunt in a predetermined way.
Well, you know, women are in there. They're more than invited to bring, you know, the kids come in. And so, I mean, everybody is. It's in every person barbershop, except they don't cut women's hair. I guess they would, but, I mean, what would you look like with a buzz cut?
It's paying no attention Shanae to the grooves on the floor from the dragging knuckles, you know.
No, it's not like that. No, see, you're given the wrong impression of this place. This place is one of great community. And they support the veterans. They support our community there. They're always in the thick of things like that. Our guest, Jake Ryan, who is the owner, proprietor, and founder of
the Patriot Gold and Silver
Company. Yeah. He also is into preparedness. And brought in some things. What got you into this one, Jake? I know you've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, actually, I think I told you when you were at the other station, which will not be named, you had Wally Herger on, and I was one of the callers in. And I remember talking to him about the tarp and got him to agree that it would be inflationary. I did the 20 question thing. I think you nailed him on it, and he finally admitted, yeah, it would be inflationary. And then he voted for it anyway. And I remember thinking to myself, gosh, you know, Wally's a good fiscal conservative, and if he knows it's going to be inflationary, if he knows it's, you know, and he votes for it anyway, what hope is there? And so I thought, you know, I've given up on the political process being able to salvage the current situation. I think we're kind of beyond that now, and we're going to go through some really bad times before it gets better. And I can be, you know, I figured, well, you know, but I've always wanted to start a business, and I have no business being in a restaurant, let alone eating one. I mean, you know, actually. So I thought, you know, this is something I know a lot about. The gold and silver, I've been a Chartist for 20 years, even though I was on the, you know, fixed income side. I've always been attracted to gold and silver, and I just thought this would be a natural fit.
Okay.
So you got me my start. You got me all riled up. And I, by the way, I want to publicly apologize to all you out there that, you know, I pale in comparison to Linda. I'm not the moderating influence on Carl that she is. When we're in the studio, she's like standing right next to him, like, you know, stroking his arm. And I just can't bring myself to do that.
Well, you're in the Army. I can, you know, y'all used to stroking each other's arms, but okay, we're Marines.
And you'll stand shoulder to shoulder with your naval brethren. Yeah, okay.
When you were here last time, the price of gold was about the same, or was it lower then?
Yeah, the last time I was here, gold was at $1,498. It hadn't quite gotten over 1,500.
And that wasn't that long ago, was it?
No, it was about 2-3 months ago.
2-3 months ago, so it's come up like that. Amazing. Okay, let's talk about what you also sell there for emergency preparedness. Mm-hmm. You talk about hybrid seeds.
Yep, non-hybrid seeds.
Non-hybrid seeds that can last for.
But if you just leave them out, they'll last in the box about a little over 4 years, 4 to 5 years, and they'll still have about a 90% germination rate. But if you throw them in the fridge, just the regular cool fridge in the back, they'll go 8 to 10 years. And the beauty of those is, I mean, I tried to show my wife, she was very, very urban, and I had some rural people in my family, out of the Ozarks, and I tried to show her how we did things, and I remember pouring a California Wonder green pepper, took out the seed nest, dried it, planted it, and not one of those things grew, not one. And that's unfortunately the problem with the hybrid seeds is they increase the yield for the farmers, but the farmers have to go back and buy the seeds from whoever provided them because the seeds that are actually in the product don't regenerate.
So you can't just plant the seeds that you've just out of a vegetable or a fruit that you've eaten in, for the most part, if they're hybrid seeds.
They're hybrid, yeah, for the most part, yeah.
So the ones that you have, then, are guaranteed not to be hybrid, so that it would be a self-perpetuating.
Yeah, there are special farms around the country that they do a yeoman's effort. It's really difficult to not get influenced by the hybrid seeds. Monsanto has this thing where if you're growing soybeans, they're not genetically modified, next to somebody that is, and those bees carry the pollen over, and they can find that some of your crop has genetically modified soy in it, they'll sue you for a patent infringement.
Wow. I mean, I knew Monsanto was big into the seeds and and the hybrids and all this, quote, for better living and, mm-hmm. and faster growing and all that. We've got to take a break here. I want to get back and I want to talk some more about the other types of products you have in the in your business,
sure.
And also besides the non-hybrid seeds. Carl, Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, 8:42 in the morning. It's July the 22nd. It's 80 degrees. We're going for 100. This is Free Fire Radio.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
Mamma mia!
You are not Italian.
No, but we're headed there for Second Tuesday Club.
That's right. Tuesday, August 9th at Nello's Place on Vicelli Lane.
Nello's Place. Salad with fresh grated blue cheese, great Italian food, seafood, wine.
Yeah, we get it. You like to eat. Won't you please join us at Nello's Place on Tuesday, August 9th for great food and good company, as Nello's kindly donates a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society helping the animals.
Yay, Italian food and animals.
Wow.
It seems we're always trying to answer the age-old question, what's the perfect car? But as our needs change, so does the answer to that question. Finding the right car insurance from a State Farm agent is the answer to your car insurance, and now State Farm is giving qualified policyholders a discount of up to 35% on car insurance. So whether you have a claim or just a simple question, see a State Farm agent today.
Call State Farm agent Jeff Avery at 243-4600.
Hello,
folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Well, hi. There you are in your comfort zone, thinking all is well. Not exactly. The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Haas Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is Friday, 8:44 in the morning, July the 22nd. Linda's out there getting ready for Friday or Saturday or Sunday. Our guest, Jake Ryan. And, you know, Jake, the things that you have, in fact, like I said, I kind of like, you know, I've been listening to you and talking to you, so I'm going to buy one of those, one of your meal deals here of 200 meals, and you stay out of it, Bad Bob. You know, Bad Bob's meal deals usually come in six packs, and yeah. Well, you know what? They're good deals. How much are they?
They're $99 for the 200 serving, okay. And I also have 275 serving buckets that are $130. And if you go online to the people that actually produce this stuff,
yeah.
Food for Health, they upped their prices right after the Japanese earthquake. So they're actually $115 online,
uh-huh.
But they're $99 from me.
Okay.
$150 for the 275, but $130 from me. So I'm actually, I'd already locked in. They actually offered me a check. They said, hey, you know, we know you backordered 250 of these things. If we write you a check, will you just release the order? Because the Japanese earthquake created great demand. I said, no. No, you know, I've got my margin fixed, and I'm going to make money on it, and I don't need to gouge, and this will make me, I can be able to tell people that I'm cheaper than the Internet, and I am.
And you are. Yeah. And not only that, the money stays in town.
That's right.
Stays local. That's right. Okay, so we have that. What other things do you have down in your business?
You know, I add stuff as I see it, where, you know, people will come in, and you know, the interesting thing about the Patriot is it's if you look at it and you say, wow, gold and silver, non-hybrid seeds, food, yeah, that makes sense to me. You're my customer. If you look at all those things and say, I don't get it, yeah, you're not.
What about your water purification type stuff?
Working on that. There are different ways, and people have, you know, I'm looking for the cheapest, just like everything else, the cheapest way to do, you know, the bare minimum that you need. There are a lot of people that are going to be panicked into paying a lot of money for things that they're not really going to utilize, or you know, that they're creating peace of mind, but they're paying up for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have sprouters. You know, the British are called limeys because they used to have barrels of limes and lemons to keep getting scurvy.
Right.
The Chinese didn't do that. They sprouted mung beans, so I guess they would have been called beanies, but whatever. But yeah, I'll be here all day, folks. So I do sprouters because you can eat the processed food in a time of disaster, but it'd be nice to eat something fresh and green. So I added something like that. So as something grabs my attention, a need, usually I'll start adding it.
They're talking about Berkeley filters. You know what? Berkeley filters, and Ten Tacos on. Hey, how are you doing there? Welcome aboard on our chat room. I've heard of those, but I think aren't the Berkeley filters illegal here in the state of California?
Yeah, you have to go to Oregon.
Yeah, you have to go to Oregon because the state of California doesn't think they're safe enough, yet they use them in with FEMA and all that?
No, no, it's not that they're not safe enough. It's that just they have not been certified. They haven't gone through the process. And maybe the process is just too onerous here in California. So
they're just not going to do it. So, but these are great filters. So you just go up to Oregon.
Yeah,
and buy them.
The thing with them is they're high capacity, meaning there's
right.
That's the thing. Just like with a stupid sales tax,
mm-hmm.
Under 1500 sales tax, over 1500 no sales tax. If they built a smaller filter, it wouldn't be subject to a whole lot of regulations. But because they're doing this big thing, it is.
Well. I think that's something that, you know, I don't know if we have a store in town besides yours, and you have some of the stuff that has emergency preparedness store where you can go one-stop shopping.
Yeah, and if there is a disaster, I realize I'll be very popular.
Yeah, but I mean, just getting ready for it. And we had a whole week of, we had a week-long show, and then every day, and then we went down to Tobacco and Brew for a, you know, for a noon show.
And I missed it because of you. I was on the show that morning.
That's right.
And I got probably the greatest response I've ever gotten. I mean, people were actually lined at the door when I opened up, and I just couldn't. I was going to close early, come down to Backer Brew, and I couldn't do it.
Now, let's go back to that for a second now. You were telling us about silver, like dimes, mm-hmm. that are worth more. So nickels and dimes that are worth, you know, dollars
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Can you hit on that here in our last couple minutes?
Yeah, the one thing to remember, there's one number you want to tattoo to your arm. It's 0.712. And that's how many ounces there are in a dollar of what we call junk silver, pre-1965 coins. So 4/4 has just as much silver in it as 10 dimes, and 10 dimes has just as much silver as 2 50-cent pieces. So it's all proportional, and they all equal 0.712 ounces. So you do this little calculation, and you can, you know, basically say, well, I'll pay you this much, or I'll buy it at this much over face. And currently I'm a seller. At 29 times the face value. So if you got dollars worth of dimes, they're worth silver dimes, they're worth $29. And then right now I'm a buyer at 27.6.
Okay.
So I'll buy them at $27.60. I'll sell them at 29, and I mine's the $1.40 spread.
Okay. So people should take a look at their coins in the years then too, right?
Yeah. Now the one thing that most of those things have been picked over. But the one thing that still just amazes me is that, remember I told you about the nickel,
right.
It's worth 7 cents. Okay, well, yeah, that's an anomaly. But again, the nickel's from 1942, Philadelphia, and then 1943, 44, 45, didn't matter who made it, were silver. And I still get them in my change. I got one 2 weeks ago. And those things are worth, one nickel is worth $2.
There you go.
If it's 43, 44, 45.
Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning. Roberta, good morning. You're on live.
Hello there.
Hi, Roberta. You're on.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so sorry. I stepped away. Hey, I'm curious about solar ovens. Does he have solar ovens? Has he looked at them? What does he think?
Well, especially during these months, your car will work just fine. I personally do. I have a Coleman, and I'm actually going through the paces with them. I test everything before I start selling it. I have solar panels. I had my son, he took an electrical engineering class, and I made it take him through the paces. And then when he told me, it could do this, it could do that, then I sell it. So the Coleman is actually being used right now, and because some of these things sound great as a concept, but
uh-huh.
What happens if you actually utilized it? The Coleman's good in my mind because if there's no sun, because it's an oven, you could just build a little fire underneath it and it would convex it. Just I think that's where I'm headed. And if it survives the paces, if it survives the Ryan boys, then yeah, I'll carry it.
What price range are they?
Right now, Coleman, if I had to retail it, I'd be selling it for about $60.
Okay. I really appreciate your information. Thank you.
Thanks, Roberta. Okay, bye. We're going to take a break here. Jake, as usual, thanks for coming by.
You're welcome.
And you feel free to stay. I want to talk about a couple of the things before we finish here on Friday. We always enjoy you coming in here and talking about preparedness, but you know what's going on with the gold and silver market. You know, you're kind of our expert of choice here. Well, you are expert.
And
of
when
choice.
The end comes, I'll certainly give you a phone call.
Yeah, you've given us food here. That's right. Okay, Carl Linda Bott, 8:52 in the morning, July the 22nd. We're going to go up to 100 today. I don't care what Bad Bob says. This is Free Fire Radio.
Living in a lonely world.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated.
When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Advanced soil stabilization using Technosoil for dust control on driveways, roads, parking lots, and pathways. Advanced soil stabilization also installs crushed stone driveways. Call Todd Sykes for more information at 530-549-4801. Advanced soil stabilization is green friendly and eliminates dust.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Botlin is on assignment. 8:56 in the morning, July the 22nd. It's Friday, my friends. Get ready for the weekend. There's a lot of things going on this weekend. Kids Unlimited, you want to do that. That's a great show. Great show. I'm talking about great things going on. Anderson Prime 11. Locally owned theaters here. I think it's Weaverville, Red Bluff, and Anderson. Mm-hmm. I can't say enough about this gentleman or the family that owns this. They have veteran discounts. But on Thursdays, they've got such great deals, and veterans anyway can get a free drink and a free small popcorn. You've got to check it out. But they have veterans discounts all the time there. And yesterday we went down to see a movie called Buck that Dr. Trudy Pratt told us about. This is a story about Buck Branahan, who is a horse trainer. He's not a horse breaker. He is the one that he joins with the horse. And if you saw that movie a long time ago, it was called The Horse Whisperer with Robert Redford. Buck Branahan was his advisor and ends up doing some things in there.
So he was the Redford's inspiration. Devil.
Yeah, well, he may not have been the inspiration because there was other people like Buck Branahan before, but Branahan's story is such a compelling story. And he believes that when you look at a horse, you see a mirror of you. And it was filmed. It was filmed, of course, throughout the United States. But, a significant portion was filmed in Chico. Hmm. And Red Bluff. So, they were here for this. But it's about, it's a family thing, and the way you treat a horse is you can equate it so easily to how you treat your children. And that's what was so beautiful about this, that if you bribe a horse, it will lose respect for you, just like if you bribed your children. If you make a stand and you're fair with that horse, as with your children, it becomes, much better response. And so this thing was such a, this movie was so, I guess, so meaningful. Linda and I looked at it yesterday, not really knowing what to expect, but It was something I would recommend for anybody to see. But also just wanted to tell you about Anderson Prime 11. They support our community in so many different ways. They support the veterans. And I can't say enough about that either.
It is arguably one of the best theaters, both from a visual and a sound standpoint, which, of course, is a big thing with me, in this area. It is a urban class theater. It's as good as anything in the city.
And if you have a family of six like I do, then terrific Tuesdays especially are...
That's right.
Yeah, are very
That's
nice.
Right.
I was just going to say, you know, if you're going to treat a horse well, and it really tell you, I don't see how well I could treat my kids that they'd let me ride them. But I can see that.
Well, you can, if you put them outside, let them graze outside. They'll learn. Okay, Jake Ryan, thanks a lot for being here today and for the things you do for our community. You know, on this week we've got coming up, we have the NAACP from Reading will be here. We've got people fighting the water wars up in the up in Siskiyou County. Mm. We've got you know, Bethel Church is going to be rolling in here. We're going to talk about them in the convention center. This coming week is a big week for us.
Big week, yeah.
So we will see you on a Monday morning. This weekend, a lot of things to do. But remember that, you know, that Kids Unlimited. Go up there tonight and have a good time with that.
Great, great operation. And those kids learn so much responsibility showing up on time for things. And big deal.
Responsibility. Too bad that our senators and congressmen couldn't learn from these kids. We ought to have Buck Brannahan up in Congress telling them, Carl Lindebaugh, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.